Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy saw consistent job growth in April. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month. That's a report from the Labor Department. It said in its monthly payroll report released Friday. In another report, initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 19,000 to a seasonally adjusted 200,000 for the week ending April 30th. First Lady Jill Biden is using her second solo overseas trip to meet Ukrainian refugees by visiting NATO countries Romania and Slovakia.
I just wanted to say thank you to you all for coming on the trip. I really appreciate it. It's so important to the president and to me that the Ukrainian people know that we stand with them. So I hope you have a good flight. Thank you.
Ms. Biden on the tarmac leaving the United States this morning. She will spend Mother's Day meeting with displaced families. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Researchers trying to learn what killed the first person to receive a heart transplant from a pig have discovered the organ harbored an animal virus, but cannot say if that's what caused the man's death. 57-year-old David Bennett Sr. died in March, 2 months after the pig heart transplant at the University of Maryland. The opioid epidemic in America has one responsible American company paying up.
Florida has reached a settlement with Walgreens over its role in the opioid epidemic. The state will receive $680 million in what Florida's Attorney General calls a historic settlement that will have far-reaching impact across the nation. Under the terms of the agreement, Walgreens admits no wrongdoing or liability. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Happy Cinco de Mayo. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As President Biden promised to unite the country during his campaign speeches, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt on Newsmax.
I'm not sure you've had somebody in that office describe half of the country essentially as the most radical and politically extreme organization in the history of the world. I don't know if it was just in the history of the country or the history of the world, but either way, he's incredibly divisive. I mean, he's been the most divisive president we've had in maybe in the history of the country, certainly in recent memory. I can't believe that he's outdone Barack Obama in that regard, but he might have done it. And it's part and parcel for the left right now, which is to sow division. And they're trying to do it at every level. But the good news is this is a party that President Trump has transformed, a party that's proud of its country, unapologetic about it, who believes that our best days are ahead of us and that people can speak their mind freely, which is, again, why you see the Ministry of Truth now popping up, trying to suppress conservative speech everywhere. So, again, I think the Republican Party stands to have historic gains this November. I think there's a reckoning coming.
Late in 1861, a well-armed French fleet of 8,000 soldiers attacked Veracruz, landing a large French force and driving Mexican President Juarez and his government into retreat. Moving on from Veracruz towards Mexico City, the French army encountered heavy resistance from 4,000 Mexicans. Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of the Mexican victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862. My name is Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, you've heard me talk about the way God is so exact. Whenever, you know, we're talking about numbers, it's not an estimate. It's always specific. And I found it quite curious early on in my reading of God's Word, just how specific he was about numbers. And I thought, wow, you know, these numbers, there's something meaningful. And even at an early age, I think one of the first things I remembered had to do with the number 3, which represents Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the triune God, right? That's significant. Number 1, God himself, God Almighty. The perfection of God. Number 7. All these numbers, you know, are so specific. And I believe it's part of God's character, part of who he is. Eric Eichinger is back with us, and we got a little bit of a preview, I guess maybe a couple months ago, when we were NRB, and we talked about his upcoming book that he was going to soon release called Faith by Numbers. He's the senior pastor at Bethel Lutheran in Clearwater, Florida, and he joins us now. Eric, good to have you with us. Good to be connecting once again, my brother. How you been?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on your show.
Well, I'm excited because, as you and I talked before, I loved it when, especially when I was in Bible college and we studied God's math. And it just really connected. And God's numbers have always been something, I guess he wired me to be sensitive to those numbers. So your book, when we talked about it in Nashville, I said, gosh, I can't wait to get my hands on it. I want to see what you've done with this. What for you, what was it that said, look, I've got to write this number, Faith by Number. I got to write this book, Faith by Numbers.
Well, great question. I think, yeah, growing up as a kid, you get familiar with the Bible stories, and then you start to know all the stories pretty well. But then you get older and you start to recognize there's deeper things going on with the deeper theology and such. And then you have certain things. There's those aha moments that I think everybody reading the Bible, Christian or sometimes even non-Christians, that just jump out to you and just like, I've seen that before, but now I really see it on a deeper level. So the numbers, I would hear pastors over the years reference that they would have certain meanings to them, and you read through them very quickly at like a drive-by, and you miss some great stuff. And so I found that very fascinating over the years. The more I heard about that, I wanted to look for some resources, and I couldn't find anything. So let's go ahead and write one.
Right, exactly. And so for you, as you're going through this journey, I got to imagine, I mean, because I find myself when numbers come up, you know, it's like certain things about numbers, how they'll come up. Like my birthday, 316. I was talking with Max Lucado. His new book is 316. I said, "Oh, Max, thank you so much for honoring my birthday." Of course, it was about John 3:16. But we laughed. He didn't realize, you know. And again, you know, when you look at what 316 represents. As a number in itself, of course, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the month of, which is, you know, in my studies, the number three, yes, refers to Elohim, the Father, Son, but also to resurrection. And then 16, love. So God so loved the world, 3:16. And it was interesting because Max goes, oh, you know, and this is the thing about numbers is you, and God's numbers, you look at them and you go, wow, that's been in front of me all these years. I didn't even know that. And I was surprised that, in talking with Max, you know, as learned as he is, and where he goes, I'm going to steal that. I said, you have to steal it. I'll give it to you. That's because it's not mine. It's just what the Holy Spirit gave me. And deposit it into my spirit and pass it on to you and use it as you will to God's glory. But, you know, when you think about the number 316, what that represents, it's just like, wow, God is good, huh?
Yeah. No, it's very exciting. And that's where I think there's the surprise of joy. I think the first time for me was recognizing, like, oh, that's interesting. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, and the Israelites were in the wilderness for 4 years. And so when you first start putting those things together, and it's Jesus is fulfilling all of these things, we'll go to the number three that you referenced too with the resurrection, and you've got Jonah in the belly of the whale, you know, for 3 days, and then the death and resurrection. And then you have Jesus referring to that. And, you know, you will know by a sign of Jonah. And of course, Jesus dies and rises in 3 days as well. So you start unpacking that, and you're like, my goodness, what else is there? You know, and so that's exactly when it really starts to get fun, put it together.
Yeah, and each number just all the more convinces you of an almighty God, that this isn't just by, you know, some sort of happenstance. This is all by definition, all by design, by an almighty creator, right?
Oh, yeah. Divine intention. So, and you have to be careful, like, not every time a number is referenced, you know, sometimes it is just for the pure numerical value. However, and, you know, people want to look at numerology, or that word can be kind of scary or off-putting, as like we're looking for secret Bible codes or anything like that. But it's more of just examining the number in the context and pairing it with other things. A lot of times the Bible, the verses are hyperlinked, if you will. We're familiar with hyperlinking, and you click on it and you go someplace else. But looking at when those numbers come up and in the context that they come up with, you start to recognize there is a familiar theme that reoccurs with a lot of these different numbers. And so I wanted to put that together in a helpful thread. That was a way that was going to be able to help people examine and learn the Bible more, some familiar Bible stories, and then some more of the obscure, unfamiliar Bible stories. But the numbers are there, and the themes are there, and it's consistent.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And as you said, expanding a little bit more in your book, you know, the number three, Jesus' inner circle, three disciples, Peter, James, and John, right? Peter denies Christ three times. He's crucified in the third hour. On the third day, he rises from the dead. Wow.
I know. Yeah. And those phrases up all the time too, on the third day or on the eighth day or such. So so it's pretty fun. So I ended up picking what I felt was the six most obvious recurring numbers. And so the numbers that I ran with were 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, and 40. And I thought those particular numbers just jump out so frequently with consistent themes. And so I started to examine that.
Yeah, exactly. Seven, you know, I mentioned perfection, right? The number for God. And you talk about how seven, the number seven, is given to us in the Lord's Prayer, right?
Yeah. So I started to recognize the themes, and then I looked at some of the major tenets of the Christian faith that everybody knows. And so the pattern that I kind of connected it with that will help reinforce our general Christian doctrine that I think all Christians are going to confess would be, yeah, so three is the Trinity, and that connects with the Apostles' Creed or any of the three ecumenical creeds. And there's three articles, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so that just pairs so beautifully well. And you can explore through the scriptures when three comes up, like the three visitors, or we talked about the resurrection and those numbers, and there's a ton more, and on the third day. So seven.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there, and we will attack the number seven after this.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
But that's okay. 17 minutes after the top of the hour. Eric Eichinger is with us. We're talking about his new book, Faith by Numbers. He's a senior pastor of Bethel Lutheran in Clearwater, Florida, former missionary to China. And he takes us on this riveting journey, deciphering the use of numerical patterns in the Bible. He systematically untangles the hidden meanings behind the numbers. And now, what's going to happen? Okay, you're hearing this interview, and especially when you pick up this book, and if you've been fascinated by numbers, especially as they relate to God, even more so. And Eric is wise to admonish us a bit to not think that everything is a number. But Eric, I got to tell you, I can't help myself. I mean, God wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, near consistently. And it always brings a smile to my face when I know that I'm waking up in the middle of the night, and it's not necessarily just to go to the bathroom. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I say, okay, Lord, you know, what do you need to talk to me about? And I've had the discussion with him before. I say, you know, can we do it a little bit later, like at 5 o'clock? But it doesn't matter. 3 o'clock in the morning, I can be in Central Time Zone. I can be in Pacific. I can be Hawaiian time. It's still 3 o'clock in the morning. It's uncanny. I think he's just messing with me. What do you think, huh?
Oh yeah. Well, no. I think it's fun. God can use a lot of things to point us and drive us to His Word, and so that's the joy of recognizing how God comes to us through His Word, and then a lot of reminders in creation serve as to that.
Without a doubt, and sometimes these numbers become personal. You know, that there is a certain number, like you said, in your experience, that keeps coming up over and over again. You go, okay, you know, what is God trying to tell me, as this number
continues to come up. And a very dear friend of mine, you know, he's just been such a dear brother. I love him dearly. And when I went to Bible college and we were studying God's math, he goes, "Oh, that's numerology." Oh, my goodness. He was just having a hard time with it. And it's okay, you know. But I just said, hey, look at, we're told to, you know, look for God everywhere and in everything. And, you know, whether it's numbers, the beauty of his creation, you know, I wake up every day and I'm able to, you know, ride my bike around the neighborhood and just look at, the animals that are walking the street, the squirrels jumping up and down, you know, the trees and everything like that, the foliage, everything. I mean, the beauty of God's creation. I'm just in awe of it. And,
there is no end in celebrating the joy of studying God's creation. So,
And I will say this, there are three palm trees on this one golf course that I play every weekend, and my ball ends up in those three palms, the standing palm. I call them the three wise men. And I don't know what God's telling me, but every time on that one particular hole, those three trees, my ball, I'm aiming far left, trees are far right, and the ball will go over there regardless. I don't know.
he's keeping you focused on him. That is great. So.
Yeah. Without a doubt. All right. We left off talking. We talked about number three. And in your book, you focus on, some primary numbers here. I say primary in terms of the significant numbers that keep coming up. You said 3, 7, 8, 10, and boxcarts 12. Oh, also 40. Let's not forget 40. All right. So let's talk about... No, cannot forget about 40. And if not, then the next time that you're in a trial, you'll go, oh, okay, thanks for reminding me, God, what 40 is all about, right? Okay, but can we shorten that up a little bit? Do I need to be out in the desert for 40 years? I mean, you know, can we negotiate something here, right?
That's right. But we were going to get into the number seven for a second. And I'm thinking like oftentimes, seven has this perfection connected to it. And so I was looking at other things that all Christians would connect on. It's the Lord's Prayer. And you've got the disciples asking Jesus, but they don't literally say, what's the perfect way to pray? But, you know, they're asking like, what's the best way to pray? How do we pray? And he gives them the Lord's Prayer. And so we have been, saying that ever since. And a lot of people don't realize when we say the Lord's Prayer, we're actually asking seven different things. There's seven petitions to the Lord's Prayer. And so, so it was kind of fun connecting the number seven and perfection to how Jesus teaches his disciples us how to pray. And there's these seven petitions. And so then you have a lot of fun going through, just looking at the days of creation and day of rest.
Let's go back for just a minute. The Lord's Prayer, a prayer that is prayed quite often. And it's amazing because I think about that often, especially like on the Sabbath day, Saturday and Sundays. There's so many churches that pray the Lord's Prayer. And I think, wow, the unity and the power of those seven petitions, as you say, being offered to God Almighty is that sweet incense. And again, the perfect prayer. It was like, okay, Jesus, teach us to pray. How should we pray? Oh, let me give you the perfect prayer to pray, right?
Exactly.
And I think we underestimate sometimes the power of this perfect prayer, the Lord's Prayer that Jesus gave us.
Oh, definitely. Because you're asking for so many different things, and a lot of things are just bigger and beyond scope.
Yes.
Father who art in heaven, and holy is hallowed thy name, and then talking about thy kingdom coming and stuff. So the whole story is in there. And then we even get thy day bread, just remember me, and even the smallest, just today, and all that I need, and so it's powerful. I had a woman come up in church about 10 years ago, and she was devastated. Her husband lost her job, the economy had tanked, and she was freaking out. And I was a new pastor at the time, and I was like, what am I going to say? And I came out with, give us this day thy daily bread. Mm-hmm. And she just completely calmed down and Jesus' words. And you're right. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, is another thing. But today, we have enough bread. Okay. And so it's like, and it just connected her to her faith in God. And it's like, yep, I've taken right. care of you all this way. I'm not going to forget now just because, you know, the nice job is gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so more about the number seven. We got 7 days of creation, right?
Yeah, that's right. So the 7 days of creation, and then I connect it to the Lord's Prayer. And so it's just a lot of fun going through all of that. Let's see here. Well, seven, of course, comes up a ton in the book of Revelation. And so there's the seven churches, and there's the seven seals and the seven bowls. And there's a lot of fun going through seven with Revelation and all of the juicy details that can be in there.
Right, exactly. Also, you got the seven laps around Jericho's walls, right?
Yeah, exactly. I write about that too. Another interesting thing too is the animals that go on the ark. Everybody mm-hmm. thinks, oh, it's two by two, but those are the most of the animals. But a lot of the other ones go on seven by seven. And so that's one thing that often gets overlooked. And so, you know, they had to eat stuff as well during that time. And so,
right.
So it's just very interesting. That's another juicy little detail there. And I can, you know, I'll connect that into the petition about give us this day thy daily bread. So it's like, you know, we're eating. And so, you know, God's provisions for us and such. And so here's an example of using the number seven in a way that is setting them up for being fed.
Exactly. Faith by Numbers, name of the book. Seven words spoken from the cross, right, Eric?
Yeah, there's seven words spoken from the cross. The golden lampstand also inside the tabernacle in the Old Testament had seven lights to it. And so, you know, what is that connecting to? And so the seven lampstands and then Revelation, we'll talk about the seven lampstands are the seven churches in Revelation 1 verse 20. So, that's some of the fun of looking at the Old Testament and how it connects in the New Testament. And there's that number there. Mm-hmm. And so there's oftentimes, you know, we have to ask the question, is there more going on here than, you know, a first reading of the text, and not mm-hmm. every single time, but, you know, we don't want to, you know, read too far into the numbers and take it to extremes. But oftentimes, you know, when those numbers come up in context, you know, we owe ourselves the question of doing a deeper dive and examining it.
Exactly.
And it's a joy to see what comes out of that.
That's when you take that Selah moment, right? You know, that pause moment to reconsider what God is telling us. A couple minutes left here. How about the number eight?
Okay, I love the number eight. The number eight I connect to baptism and this whole covenant thing. And so you have a lot of times with circumcision, the male Israelite would be circumcised on the eighth day. And then St. Paul in Colossians chapter 2, he connects the Old Testament covenant with circumcision with baptism. And that's why a lot of times today you will have baptismal fonts with eight sides. It's an octagon around the top. And so it's very interesting.
Very cool.
This reinforced number there. Yeah. And then Timothy, Thomas, Doubting Thomas. It is 8 days after the resurrection. And so there's this connection to faith and faith in baptism and the faith that God gives to us. And so Thomas is struggling with doubting. And then, he has faith. And, you know, Christ proves the resurrection to him. And, you know, great, you know, it's great for you that you see and that believe, but how blessed more are those who have not seen and they will believe, you know, too. So
wow.
So the number eight comes up in a lot of different places there. On the eighth day, that's invoked a lot.
Right. Well, a lot of numbers, not enough time, as they would say. But Eric Eichinger has blessed us with his book. It's going to be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. And, boy, read it and see how the numbers come alive for you the next reading that you pick up when you study the Bible. Eric Eichinger, thank you.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy saw consistent job growth in April. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month. That's a report from the Labor Department. It said in its monthly payroll report released Friday. In another report, initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 19,000 to a seasonally adjusted 200,000 for the week ending April 30th. First Lady Jill Biden is using her second solo overseas trip to meet Ukrainian refugees by visiting NATO countries Romania and Slovakia.
I just wanted to say thank you to you all for coming on the trip. I really appreciate it. It's so important to the president and to me that the Ukrainian people know that we stand with them. So I hope you have a good flight. Thank you.
Ms. Biden on the tarmac leaving the United States this morning. She will spend Mother's Day meeting with displaced families. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. Foundation for Traffic Safety. What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. This.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk!
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's...
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And we've got the nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, budgetary issues. Oh, yeah, those critical things for a democratic republic so that it can be sustained. Lou Euler joins us now. Lou, how you doing?
I am doing fine, Bill. Great to be with you as usual and enjoy your show, both being on it and being and listening and learning.
Well, thank you, Lou. Gary Bauer says very plainly that people should not be fooled. The left is out to conquer the America that our founding fathers bequeathed to us. They intend to replace it with an authoritarian socialist regime in which any dissenting voices will be smashed, isolated, and punished. You have been around enough in government. You've been active in supporting this American dream, Lou. What is your assessment? Are you seeing this just as Gary Bauer is?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, it started when I entered Yale in the early 50s, mm-hmm. and Bill Buckley had just written his book, God and Man at Yale.
Oh.
And it was the first really thorough analysis of wokeness, early wokeness, at major universities as they sought to convert young people from across the nation to a liberal advocate. And so I've spent a lifetime, frankly, and with our committee, trying to make sure that we don't fall into that trap and that we celebrate what is truly the essence of America, our Constitution, our libertarian statements, etc. That's the essence of a free nation. And as you and I like to say, it's predicated on common sense.
Exactly. Common sense, God's law, the nature of God, those things that are undeniable, that are quite clear, that the left wants to just flatly ignore, because for them, God has no place in their hearts and in their minds. It is the new God that they want everybody else to follow. And of course, what we saw happen in the last few days with this incredible leak on the Supreme Court decision with Roe v. Wade, as Mitch McConnell put it, I thought he put it right on. He just said, "This is yet another escalation in the radical left's ongoing campaign to substitute mob rule for the rule of law." This is so dangerous, but this is what happens. You have got to dismantle the status quo in order to replace it with their own idea of the rule of law. And of course, we've gotten a little preview. Last year, the Summer of Love, where they were able to orchestrate over $4 billion in damage in cities across America. And, it's not over for them, because they're hoping and working hard for the utter destruction of the American dream, Lou.
Yes, that's right. And the calamity of the reality of the death of 60 million plus unborn babies, is just probably the grossest tragedy of the history of mankind. And so, but you're absolutely right. It's a whole new world when people go smash windows and steal without paying penalties, when they can teach falsity in the name of the good with the training in our schools and that sort of thing. You know that we're out of balance. We must restore that. So we're going to call upon the common sense of Americans to join us, and let's get back on track.
Well, the war on the foundational building blocks of our society, they've gone after the family. I mean, they're saying, you've got, teachers union and the school saying, no, we're going to teach your kid about sex. So what if they're 4 or 5 years old? That's irrelevant. Parents are irrelevant. And we're the ones to groom the children, because, boy, I'll tell you, they are now wards of the state, right?
Yes. And, you put your finger on one of the key issues on education. As we proceed from the point where we are here, we believe that we have to review the proper functions of government. And if you read the Constitution, you don't find the word education in the U.S. Constitution anywhere. That was always left to the church and to the local governments, local organizations, entities, etc. That's the way we have to restore it, to get good balance and put the family back into the equation.
Yeah, and who knows, we might even have an effective educational plan right now for all the billions of dollars that we're spending in public education. What is the result? What's the return on investment here? I mean, what do we rank, 27th in the world? I mean, that's how pitiful America has become, because we've let these ideologues take over and do something that is not, as you said, it's not codified in the Constitution. We've allowed it to come about, and here they are indoctrinating our kids. And this is why parents across the country, Lou, are waking up and they're getting their kids out of public education. You have a mass exodus that's taking place, and they're discovering homeschooling and other solutions in which to educate their children in the proper things that they should be educated, like, let's go figure, reading, writing, and arithmetic, right?
Yes. And let's treat things that come down the pipe in both their positive and negative way. And this is a very positive thing that's happening. the fact that we are awakening the parents of children across this nation with what the left and what the wokeness is doing, and even many corporations now are adopting this wokeness nonsense. But to the extent that it gives us a platform, a diving board, as it were, which to launch a restoration of sanity across the nation, it's a plus. Let's applaud it. Let's join it. Let's get out front. Let's lead it. That's what we need to be.
Well, you're exactly right, Lou. I mean, we have to champion those things that are good and noble and righteous. We've allowed the left to take over the agenda, to be the, you know, the rabble rousers on the street. It's like I was sharing with somebody else here recently that notice the numbers of people that are supporting abortion. They're not like the numbers that were out there, you know, 20, 30 years ago. They have met the enemy, and the enemy is them. The enemy is the truth. The fact that we have all this experience and data of the results of Roe v. Wade, women have realized that they bought into a big lie, and they want to scream out to the next generation, do not fall victim to this big lie. And this is what is so shocking for the left, because this is an organic movement that has resulted from the lies that have been perpetrated by science and by pro-abortionists. And to what means? I mean, they don't care about life. And they don't care about hashtag Me Too and women who are being seriously injured that are committing suicide because they bought into this big lie and have realized, oh my God, I killed my child.
Yes, no, that's absolutely right. And so let's take advantage of, I mean, we can be negative about a lot of the things that are going on, but let's be positive about it, because it is opening the eyes of many Americans who had been put to sleep by these crazy ideas, etc. And now we have a chance to restore the America we choose and that we love. Let's get behind that and drive it home.
Exactly. God willing. Lou Euler has been with us, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, as we wrap things up, remind everybody the website that they need to check in on.
Come to limittaxes.org, and everything else can spring from that.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, sometimes that's what it is. We just haven't seen it yet. You know, don't lose faith, because God is in control. He's still in charge. Okay, that hasn't changed. We have, you know, others that would want us to think that they have a better idea of, you know, who is in control, and they want us to exchange our God, you know, for their God. But, you know, they're so disingenuous about it. You know, they can't just come out and say that, you know, because that's just too confrontive. It's too honest, you know. And but that's really what's happening here. It's the big exchange, the big reset. You know, we can go ahead and here we've been blessed with this country because it was founded on godly principles, and the audacity and arrogance of this modern intelligentsia, this elite ruling class that has taken over, kicked God out of the public square and said, oh, we got it from here. Like as if they created it all, right? They haven't created anything. They created havoc, you know. But what have they created in a positive, constructive manner that makes us better, that enlarges us in a way that fortifies the next generation, hands over to them a country that is thriving, as opposed to what we're dealing with right now? Open borders, inflation, we've got wars going on, sex trafficking, you know, our moral decadence. I mean, this push by teachers and others to think that, you know, they should be the ones to teach our 4- and 5-year-olds about sex, all about grooming. You know, grooming for what? You know, grooming for their agenda. An agenda that says you don't have to worry about being accountable and, you know, and really refuting my own moral compass. And we're warned that if we continue to ignore this moral compass that resides in all of us, you end up searing your conscience. And so then at that point, no holds barred. Do whatever you want. You want to have sex with a kid? Have sex with a kid. You want to kill a kid? Go ahead and kill a kid. You want to harvest their organs? Harvest their organs. Sell their baby parts. I mean, think about this. This is the America that we live in today. You know? And this country is losing its mind. Not, I shouldn't say the country, because it's a portion. You know, a portion of the demographic who is out there just outraged over Roe v. Wade. And I got to tell you, maybe you can help me out here. Because a woman says it's her body, her choice. Okay. Well, she surrenders her body to a man. Okay. So she gives it up to a man, and the result is that she becomes pregnant. And now she wants to rewind the clock and go, well, what's my body, my choice? Well, I think there's something to be said about once you've made a choice, you have less standing to say, well, it's all about your body, because it's not. Because the last time I checked, the reason you're pregnant is not something that was just your body that created. It was the combination of two bodies that created this baby. Or maybe I'm not supposed to say baby because, you know, as long as you misidentify or you identify it in your own terms, then it becomes expendable. It's like the big question in that movie that Tracy Robinson was telling us about that'll be coming out in a couple weeks. You know, the matter of life. You know, the big question is, you know, when is it okay to kill something? In this particular case, when is it okay to kill it? Kill the baby? Kill a human being? When is it okay? And this is where we are right now. We've seared our consciences in such a way that we've made them numb to reason, to the truth. And what's happening right now, and I keep saying this organic movement across the country from coast to coast that's taking place, is the result of science. It is the result of practicality. It's the result of experience. I say often, experience defines preference. A lot of experience in 1973. All those lies that Bernard Nathanson and those, you know, pro-abortionists and eugenicists and that Planned Parenthood, all those lies that they put out. And it comes down, you know, like we were talking with Carson Steelman, you know, it comes down to, about having informed consent. What kind of informed consent was given to these women and the men that were involved? It was based on lies. Based on lies telling them, oh, it's just some, you know, excess tissue. It's no big deal. You're just going to take it out of your body and you're free to go again. Really? Free? I don't think so. Because they have violated something that is absolutely sacred. There are some things, yes, there are some things that are sacred, that are so profound and so deep that we take them for granted, we don't quite understand, but for a moment, you know that some sacred space within your body, has been violated. And in some cases, anecdotally, women will say, I knew it in an instant. I knew what I did was wrong. And there was deeper meaning and deeper consequence. But I could only hope that what the doctor told me was true. It was inconsequential. It was meaningless. Just some excess tissue like a cancerous, you know, growth that needed to be cut out. But, you know, this is the problem with the lie. It just nags you. It just keeps nagging you because we are designed in God's image. We're designed in such a way that we know when there's incongruity, when we're lying to ourselves, the truth sticks out and we just have to flat out just keep on ignoring it, pushing it down. But eventually the truth comes out. And this is what's been going on since 1973. Is all these lies, the truth come out. And then now we get science, and science shows, okay, here it is. Here's a sonogram. The thing that the doctors, these abortionists, did not want the girls to see, did not want the women to see. They didn't want them to see this forming child, this forming human being, because it would bring light to the truth. That here it is, this is a baby. This isn't some excess tissue, some tumor that is worthy of being excised out of your body. Now, this is a human being. This is something very sacred. Birth is very sacred. A woman's body is very sacred. We're going to celebrate Mother's Day because we honor our mothers because of this sacred, sanctified position of motherhood. Right? I mean, this is ordained by God himself, not by Dr. Fauci, not by Joe Biden or a Democrat or political party, but by God Almighty. like we were talking about with Danny Huerta today, that here it is. God has sanctified the woman, has really put in sanctifying, understand, this is God's appointment. God has appointed women for a specific purpose and gifted them with all the talents and the wiring necessary to be those nurturers for our family, to be the vessels of new birth. You know, that good number, that good number that we were talking about with Eric Eichinger, the number 8 represents new birth. And that gift, that precious sanctification, comes from God himself. And if we don't understand it and we take it casually, guess what? 60 million babies, 70 million babies, no big whoop. You know, we just kill them. It doesn't matter. We can go kill that. We can go kill that thing. And then worse yet, oh, well, you know, hey, it's dead. What does it mean anyway? Well, let's maximize the body parts. We'll go ahead and we'll harvest organs. We'll, you know, we'll try to retain as much of that that body, that human being, so that we can sell it off in the marketplace. And here it is, Dave DeLeiden, the hero of our faith, one of the heroes of our modern faith, and defenders of humanity. He catches Planned Parenthood in a lie, catches them in illegal activity, and here's how messed up we are as a culture. We can't even acknowledge crime. We protect it. We isolate it and allow it to go on. And so who ends up in jail? David DeLeiden, for documenting the crime, for reporting on a crime. He goes to jail. He's dealing with all kinds of legal fees in excess of $250,000 and growing. And Planned Parenthood, the perpetrators of the crime? Hey, they keep getting our money, taxpayers' money, trying to convince us that what they have to offer and what they're all about is about, health, women's health. And they, you know, they know the game. They've worked the math out just like our politicians work the math so it comes out in their favor, right? And try to say that it only represents, 3% of their business. Well, you know, if you work the math in such a way, you can do that. But we know on its surface, it's a flat out lie. It is not the truth. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's our money. But beyond it being our money, this is a fellow humanoid, a fellow human being. Is it okay to kill this? Is it okay to kill another human being? Short answer, no. God is clear. Thou shalt not kill. And I sent out that tweet this week to remind people, you know, here it is. We have a president who is a Catholic. A president who is a Catholic. And his disconnect from the Ten Commandments is astounding to me. And it's astounding, you know, for all, we've got to come into alignment with God's commandments and God's rule of order, or we're going to pay a big price.
Hi,
we're paying it now.
I'm founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety?